Hello everyone. I hope you all are doing excellent. Welcome to my new episode of podcast on another exciting topic. Please get tuned and be focused on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, I'll discuss about the natural remedies of kidney stone. At the outset, I must tell you, the natural remedies or household remedies are never considered as a mainstream treatment, but these are all supportive. However, the medical management of stone disease, which we have already discussed in the multiple areas and multiple podcasts and also in earlier podcast also, you have to understand that the natural remedies are supportive, but being a practitioner of modern medicine, I must recommend you some of the remedies regarding which there are some evidences, some research-based evidences. If you search Google, there are hundreds and thousands of information which are not tested. I'm not here to comment on that. But there are few research on some of these remedies which are traditional and been practiced over patients who are suffering from kidney stone in terms of preventing their recurrence. My target should be to highlight those areas, those remedies in this part. Let's start with the most important and most basic is the drinking behavior. To prevent stone, the most important part is we need to drink plenty of water. Now, the water amount is not important, neither the water volume. Our focus should be at least somebody who has a stone disease must pass 2.5 to 3 liters of the urine in a day. Now, naturally, those who are walking in a summer area or those who are working in an area which is slightly warmer, in those areas, to make 2.5 to 3 liters of urine, they need to drink more. And those who remain in a controlled environment, air conditions environment, in those scenario, it may be slightly less. But the target is the urine volume. That is, you need to make at least 2.5 to 3 liters of the urine in a day to keep the urine dilute so that you don't land in some recurrence of the stone. Next important thing is taking lemon juice. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been researched and it has been understood very clearly that the citric acid or the citrate is a natural stone inhibitor. That means if you have more citrate in the urine, then the calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate crystal does not form. So it is an inhibitor of the crystallization of the calcium-related stones. Henceforth, the citrate is a very, very good source of the stone inhibition, for the good remedies for the stone inhibitions. And this helps to prevent the recurrence of the stone. The lemon contains a very high concentration of the citrate. So if you can take one lemon juice in a day in a glass of water, that will tremendously help to reduce the recurrence of the stone, or it helps to reduce the sizes of the stone also. Another important natural remedy is the apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar contains acetic acid, and it has been thoroughly researched, and recently in the Lancet eBioMedicine, there was a paper published on this regard where it has been mentioned the benefit, and that they did the epigenetic study among 9,000 people who were taking apple cider vinegar and compare the incidence of the stone along with those who do not take apple cider vinegar in their day-to-day diet. And they concluded that there is a significant reduction of stone incidence in the vinegar taker group. How this works? In rat model, a lot of research has been done on this. It has been found that taking apple cider vinegar, it does some change in the microRNA expression, and thereby it reduces the sum of the transporter proteins in the kidney, which otherwise is responsible for the calcium handling. And that it increases the citrate acid level in the urine, and thereby it reduces the stone formation. So this has been recommended that the apple cider vinegar, 1 TSF twice in a day or 2 TSF in a glass of water once in a day, is a very good natural remedy to inhibit the stone. Coming to the next topic, that is Dandelion root tea. Dandelion root tea is a herbal tea, and this is an age-old treatment for the kidney stones, especially used in Native Americans. And This regarding recent time, there was a one study published on this dandelion root tea, and it has been found that in dandelion root tea, actually it contains taraxacum officinale. So this taraxacum officinale is a one chemical which is present in the dandelion, and it is mainly practiced in the Iranian herbal medicine. In Iran, we all know, it has a very high incidence of the kidney stones because of the hot country and a lot of other genetic factors maybe. And for the treatment of the stone, they use dandelion root tea. There was an NHS study which was published to identify the benefit of taraxacum officinale, which is present in the dandelion tea. It has been found that it has a significant benefit in terms of reducing the incidence, crystallization of the calcium and that. Magnesium is another very, very important stone inhibitors. So diet which are rich in magnesiums, they often helps to reduce the stone formation. In India, especially the Bengal gram, is a very common practice to soak Bengal gram in the water and drinking that water to reduce the stone. We call it the Kulattha Kalai. And there are some research which has been done, and it was found that in the Bengal gram, there are some constituents which does not allow the stone crystal formations or which inhibits the crystal formations. And there are some positive scientific data about it that Bengal gram to some extent helps to reduction of the stone formations. We all know that majority of the kidney stones are secondary to calcium phosphate or calcium oxalate. Now, the oxalates are very rich in a lot of food items. We have a dedicated podcast on this. So, one important steps to reduce the stone is a reduction of the oxalate intake in the food. So, we need to reduce the oxalate. We need to reduce the salt intake, which I have already been mentioned. And regular exercise is also a very, very helpful strategy for reduction of the stones. There are few other things which are practiced naturally for the stone inhibition, and there are some sparse research data like uva urshi, pomegranate juice, vitamin B6, and also the white grass juice. The uva urshi, pomegranate juice, wheatgrass juice, these are the things which are being studied for as a natural remedies for the prevention of the stone recurrence. However, too much significant scientific data are not there. So these are cultural practices. Some studies show they are beneficial, some studies did not show they are beneficial. We exactly do not know whether it really helps or really doesn't help. So I think I have covered the majority of the natural remedies which a patient who is suffering from stone can take. In our medical therapies, we use vitamin B6 for the oxalate, primary hyperoxaluria. Vitamin B6 in the high dose prevents the oxalate stone formation. Citrate in the form of either potassium, magnesium citrate, or the taking lemon juice is helpful. As I said, apple cider vinegar also increases the citrate in the urine and reduces the crystal formations. And pomegranate juice, uva urshi, these are, and dandelion tea, these are also has been tested in the, some of the studies as a natural remedies which prevents the stone formations. I hope the information I've shared will be helpful, and please be tuned to listen my next podcast. Thank you very much.
I hope you all have enjoyed this episode of my podcast. If you want to listen my earlier episodes, or if you want to know about my blogs, my ebooks, my different educational videos, the patient education courses, please don't forget to log in www.drpratim.com. I repeat, www.drpratim.com. Stay well, stay healthy, and stay happy. Thank you very much.